This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, two more seconds left with those gals on the board. FirstBreak.com. He's really a smart guy. And your smart calls coming up as well. Appreciate everybody holding. And then we got the War Room, Owen Schroyer coming up. I'm able to be very positive under overwhelming odds. I don't personally, you know, take things bad when I'm under attack. But I have to tell you, if you talk about the spirit, at a very deep level, I am very disturbed. I've never been this much disturbed. And I don't want to say it's a come-to-Jesus moment because I'm already with Jesus. And I'm not perfect, folks. I've got my problems, but I love God. It's just fundamentally... what's being set up is so dangerous and so grievous, and this vaccine is so evil, because if you thought they could hide stuff in vaccines before, I mean, DNA vaccines with manipulating the DNA of the human body, this is big. And you watch Bill Gates licking his lips and hopping around and the stuff he's involved in. Joel Skousen talking big picture. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Just from the perspective of God versus the devil, this is the world government move. They're announcing world government, forced inoculations, the WHO in command. It's so outrageous, it should be easy to defeat, but we have to reject it and see what it is, a giant power grab.
Well, it is, and, you know, these vaccines, for example, never do any good for any form of flu, including coronavirus, because they mutate constantly. So you set it up for a certain vaccine and it doesn't do any good. The flu vaccine never does any good. And so you really have to depend on your own. But, you know, from a big spiritual perspective, Alex, this has got the satanic forces just clapping for glee, especially how most normal people who watch the mainstream news has bought into this hook, line, and sinker, and they see victory. But I'll tell you, I think the mistake that they're making is pushing too far too fast. And clearly the rebellion that is building, I think, is the Lord's way of waking people up and saying, uh-oh, something's really wrong here. I mean, ordinary people who is having their income just destroyed and not being, and business people who are not conservative or liberal. Just
what about the mass death of the third world, sir?
The what?
Yeah, the 30 million that are probably going to starve to death if it keeps going.
Yeah, and that's why I say I don't think they're going to let it go that far, because the backlash, they're very sensitive to backlash. They want enough to push us to want to do what they want to do without killing a tremendous amount of people from getting a back name. So I just discount that they're going to let 30 million people die over this. But I can tell you they're going to keep pushing Americans for this slow opening up the nation. It's going to be so slow, and it's going to be so damaging to the economy that people are going to be really uptight, and that's why I say we need a solution they can take to the bank without simply protesting alone, because, you know, a protest, it doesn't change the authority's mind. They just simply give in a little bit, soften you up a little bit, and then they go back to it again in November. And that's why I say we have to raise a movement that stops these emergency orders, and we have to attack them as
and again,
the real
people that, now, I understand what you're saying, but a lot of folks aren't experts in the law. Slowly, in a minute and a half, we have level. Come back more. Joel Skousen, it's in your World Affairs Brief. What do we do?
What we do is we send to our legislators and our congressmen, especially the conservative ones who are going to be more willing to get on board, and basically tell them, you know, there's a lot of data out there showing that the COVID number of COVID-9 cases is exaggerated. Even the CDC admits that the tests are not valid, and that the cases are being improperly assigned to COVID-19 death. And while we cannot necessarily overcome this wave of propaganda, what we can do, telling our legislators, is we need to stop these the excessively broad language of these. And we can do this by simply adding an amendment. And you basically, and I can put the language in the emails. I've already got hundreds of emails from your subscribers wanting this amendment. But basically, we suggested them, drop this amendment to all of these things, and this will solve our problems. It will give us our rights back. It will allow things to go forth voluntarily. But tell your legislature you need to drop in the basket amendment to all of these emergency powers stating that nothing None of the powers granted herein can be used or construed or interpreted.
And by the way, everything's primed for that because the Texas Supreme Court's already basically said that, but everybody's just stampeding off the edge of the cliff.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself and everybody else has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The medical tyranny of the United Nations set up by the Rockefellers and their lockstep operation is all public. And I agree with Bill Skousen. There is a big silver lining in all of this. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, here back live on this live Tuesday edition. That they're overreaching and they're so arrogant, they think the public doesn't watch WHO meetings where they admit the vaccines aren't helping people and are killing people just 4 months ago. They don't watch Event 201, Bill Gates events, where they admit this is happening. They don't read Rockefeller Foundation documents like Lockstep that says an authoritarian world government that we need, in their words, will be brought in using this. We're just going to do all this. So they organize it all right in front of us like we're morons, and then they execute it, and then it's all selectively enforced, and the Democrats say, thank God to our separation of powers, the three branches, and then the state governments, and the federal system, and the fact that we got two parties, they're still not perfect. They've got big problems, but people go, wait, Democrats aren't opening up, but the Republicans are trying. People understand at a fundamental level that we are under something I said I would start the entire broadcast with today, and I didn't, but I'm going to do it now. What is the definition of blockade? The isolation by a warring nation of an enemy area, such as a harbor, by troops or warships to prevent passage of persons or supplies. Broadly, a restrictive measure designed to obstruct the commerce and communications of an unfriendly nation. Interruption of a normal psychological function. And then it goes on, well, what's house arrest? Same thing we're under. It's martial law. And they're getting us ready for it. They're preparing us. And what does Zuckerberg say? Oh, we're going to watch you. We're talking to local governments. And if you protest, we're going to ban you off Facebook. So now the censorship's gone up 1,000,000,000%. I mean, literally from Alex Jones to me wake up, it's everything. Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com. Joel, look at Oliver Darcy, the CNN creature. Anti-quarantine protests being organized through Facebook in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska are being removed from the platform on the instruction of governments in those three states. The instruction of governments, not injunctions, not lawsuits, no. Governments in those states because it violates stay-at-home orders, Facebook spokesperson. Turns out the states go, no, they called us and said, well, we like it. And we said, no, that's a lie. So it's CNN, who's the police dog, with Facebook and others in big tech lying and saying they have government authority to ban your right to go out and protest the fact you're being told that you are non-essential. Talk about Nazi. That means obsolete. Joel Skousen.
Yeah, they've even told us that our First Amendment rights to protest, the free speech, to free assembly is non-essential, at least in North Carolina. That's what a sheriff tried to say. Now, I can tell you that when you get arrested for some of these things and you ought to protest and let them arrest you, they're going to be bending over backwards to try to dismiss this case and let you off with a fine so that it doesn't go to trial, because they know this cannot be defended under current law before the courts. It's just going to get thrown
That's
out.
That's right. And all our ancestors' blood and toil, going back to the Magna Carta, is now on the line. We're losing 900, 800 years of blood, millions dead, Joel. Explain this to people right now. All this freedom didn't just grow on a tree, did it?
No, that's right. But that's because, you see, our public education system never educates people in constitutional rights, what's a proper law and what's an improper law. They don't get any of that. We don't even get that in college. You don't even get that in law school anymore. They don't teach the Constitution and its restriction. They teach case law. And they'll teach all about this. My brother's an attorney. He tells me, how do they and I asked him, how does they justify this? The Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause has been used to justify all these emergency powers because the president has the authority to make sure that nothing interferes with commerce. Well, it's the authorities themselves interfering in commerce now. And so we
I was about to say, we need to respond that this is a blockade, this is globalist run, and we reject it, and we reject fear. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who I didn't like as a president, but who was telling the truth when he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And it's proven that the overblown nature and the fear was a hoax.
Yes, but Roosevelt's statement was a political statement. He didn't believe that for a minute. He knew that his own government edicts would be the thing that people would really learn to fear. And so I don't quote Roosevelt, but anyway, there is
no I agree with you that Roosevelt was bad, but I'm saying in this case, the only fear we have to fear is this propaganda.
Yes, and the government power based upon that propaganda. I mean, what they have claimed to be able to do. Nobody ever used these emergency powers to this degree before, so nobody really knew what they would do under them. But now we know that the so-called broad authority, and that word is in most statements of emergency authority in the federal 1976 Act, in, for example, the Utah 2016 Act, the health are given broad authority, and those kinds of statements are unconstitutional when they start using that broad authority to violate your right.
That's right, Joel.
Right to do a business, and we need to stop that. And there's just no way to stop that without a broad statement like I'm suggesting that says none of this stuff, it doesn't matter. We don't have to revise these emergency laws. We just simply have to say whatever's in them can't violate fundamental rights.
That's right. And it's trumped by the existing state and federal law, the Bill of Rights. Which, again, for you stated it correctly, under a republic, minority rights are protected as well as majority rights. You can't create just some law that violates these fundamental underpinnings.
That's right, and legislatures know that. And I'll tell you, a lot of these rural conservative legislatures are really open to suggestion. When I first threw this out last week, when Utah had opened a special session to talk about the coronavirus, they were going to vote on extending the government's power, which was limited to 30 days, to extend it. And I threw in this thing about, these are a violation of fundamental rights. Not only you cannot extend it, you have to demand that they give a constitutional amendment if they're going to enforce these illegal.
What you're about to say is they were all about to do it. They weren't bad. They were being stampeded by emotion and hysteria. But then they listened to you. And what you're saying is that people have the power to say, whoa, 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 we're not buying into this. Remember what America is. Say no to the stampede. Every listener has to realize how critical they are in doing that.
Yes, and a lot of the legislatures, they knew intrinsically that this was wrong, but they didn't have the language, they didn't have the wherewithal.
They know they're going to get attacked by the national media saying they're killing people if they don't hand power over to Fauci and the UN.
And by the Republican, the mainstream liberal Republican legislatures that are running even most conservative states, they knew that they would get attacked. And so by giving them this amendment power, I said, look, they try to attack you and say, and you just come back and say, what, you really are in favor of suspending our fundamental rights? And if you do, that takes the constitutional amendment.
Right. Force them to say they want to kill America.
Well, we're not going to let it happen. And that's why I said we have to build this movement in every state of the union to stop these emergency powers. That's the best thing that we can do.
Let me ask you this question in time we have. WorldFirstBrief.com, Joel Skousen, always amazing. You were here 11, 12 weeks ago, and I said, what comes next when the impeachment fails? And we talked about wars, bioattacks. I don't know if you remember that. What comes next if this fails? I mean, this just shows Trump has to take out the deep state or we're screwed. And I just don't think he can do it because he's so surrounded.
Well, that's right. It's proven by the way that he's handling security. He continues to resist, but they overload him with these expert opinions. And what can he do? He just doesn't have the background to be able to counter them with specifics. And there's nobody around him who has the background that can do that. But it's out there on the Internet. And we're just going to have to flood the world with truth and with these resistance movements within the legislature themselves to put a halt to these emergency orders. Because I'll tell you what comes next. Is another pandemic. They'll keep doing this. They know that nobody has the ability so far.
Oh, I said this 10 weeks ago. It'll be like weather reports, the new virus. Now they've said that. CNN, New York Times, it'll be like weather reports. Here's the UN says life will never go back to normal, a new way of living under UN control. Boom, just like that. They control us with viruses. Viruses always kill people, folks. This is incredible. Joel Skousen, you've been on fire today. Thank you so much. Please join us more often. Please go on David Knight. Please go on Owen Schroyer. Thank you, sir.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Callers holding. Some callers have been holding 5 minutes, just called in. Some have been holding over an hour. So we're going to go to Craig, and we're going to go to Truther, we're going to go to Grant. And others have been holding the longest right now, and Joe and others. Grant in Florida, thanks for holding. Welcome. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me. I'm holding an event this Friday. It's called Evening of Freedom. It's in South Florida. It's going to be from 7 to 8, and we're protesting this stay-at-home order over here. So it's going to be some music. It's going to be some prayer. And it's going to be a little bit of everything and just a good time. It's an hour.
Well, that's awesome. We're going to try to create like a system in the next day or two at timetoopen.com and can'tcloseamerica.com to where everybody can go post, you know, what you're doing so we can spotlight that and more. So that's exciting. How do people find out more about that event?
Go on to Evening of Freedom on Facebook. We're still over there. I have a flyer on there. We might be banned. So
yeah, you can allow an Evening of Freedom. Fine. Zuckerberg's. Doesn't allow Americans to meet. Wow, it's not like China. It's for your own good, of course.
Yeah, exactly. I think people over here are really pissed off. Now, I do want to say, you're feeling that depression. I've been handing out flyers. I've been working real hard, and a lot of people are just so asleep. They're just going so much hate, so much negativity.
I don't want to say it's depression. I've got all this stuff I want to do, and I know how to do it, and then I'm just... The minutiae's got me pissed off, so and I don't want to complain on air. I mean, a lot of good things are happening. It's just, it should be so easy to beat this. We should reject this. We're supposedly Americans. This is ridiculous. And the thing is a hoax overall, and they're counting all deaths as it, and they're counting anybody with a flu virus as that, and they admit that the flu shot, if you took it, shows you as COVID-19 positive. I mean, the thing is a giant stinking fraud. And then Fauci and the Gates Foundation are beyond their eyeballs. They're underwater involved in it, and it's confirmed it's man-made. And so they should be arrested. Not telling me that I can't ever go to a restaurant again, or I got to take a damn shot with him and that other elf, Stephanopoulos, up there. Makes me sick. Piece of crap. That guy is behind it. He shipped it to China. He runs the Bio Level 4 labs. I'm sick of the medical dictatorship and Bill Gates. So at least the good news is everybody knows Bill Gates is involved. Oh, everybody hates his ass. So I should be more positive, actually. The problem is I hold it back and I'm not acting like I really feel. How about I just come on here and really tell you what I think? Grant, God bless you. Truther in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is East Bay Truther calling from FEMA Region 9. I wanted to go over Project Room Key, which is starting to take place in California.
Tell me.
So Gavin Newsom, I mean American Psycho, decided to make a deal with motels and hotels all over California to start housing the homeless. But there's a catch to that. And I'm about to blow the whistle on something. I'm going to protect my friend that gave this to me. I'm not going to...
Let me guess. They got to take a microchip to stay there.
No. It's a little bit different, but here's what we got. So this is from County Health and Human Services Agency. I wanted to go over a few things with you to make sure your stay goes as smoothly as possible.
And what's it called? Project Wound Key?
No. Room Key.
Room
Project
Key.
Room Key. So this is a document from Project Room Key. So this is for California. So let me finish. First, we want you to know that we want to make sure your visit is as comfortable as possible. That said, you are here because coronavirus, a very serious disease, is being spread throughout the community, and we all need to do everything we can to reduce the spread of the disease. So we are going to ask you to follow these three rules. Rule one, no guests at any time. Rule number two, you cannot leave the property at any time. Rule number three, no illegal activity. And then it goes on to say, you will have three scheduled 20-minute breaks a day where you can take a walk or go outside, and the time should be posted in your room. Remember, the goal of your stay is to keep you and the community safe. We have a zero-tolerance policy for breaking these rules, and if you violate any, you'll be asked to leave. You'll be getting separate calls from our staff soon who will ask you some questions and figure out what you need during the stay. We want to make sure that all your needs are met during this time. If at any time you feel you need hospitalization, call 911. So,
by the way, sir, I didn't know about Project Room Key when I typed it in. There it is. They're basically locking people up as prisoners.
Yeah, and the guards that are going to be guarding these motels are going to be private security guards. And each hotel is going to have 2 to 3, maybe 5 guards watching. And their job is to keep an eye on the homeless people that are in those hotel rooms. And if they leave, they're to call the sheriff and the police to have those people arrested for violating the shelter in place orders.
Man, this is so Twilight Zone. It's the same Democrats in early March, late February, when Trump's like, block the Chinese flights. Hell, middle of February. They're like, no, no, no. Because they were incubating it, like Mike Adams and myself and others pointed out. Fauci's like, oh, no, bring them in. This is so obvious, Truther. What do you make of this?
I think it's time for California to rise. And I think that's starting to happen. We've been having protests all over the state. We got some protests going on in Sacramento. More people need to blow the whistle who work for these security agencies that are going to be securing the hotels. Get videos of it. Spread the news, because, you know, Fox News is going to come out, or, you know, the mainstream media is going to come out and say it's a great thing. This is Project Room Key. Everyone's getting their own key for a room to stay in. And they're going to be sitting.
But really, it's Project Slave Key, Project Prison Key, because they say you've got a key, but you're locked up, can't leave. Amazing. And it's such an incredible precedent. Of course, it's government money to these cracker box hotels. Do me a favor. I saw the articles you're talking about. Obviously, that's an internal memo. If you could black it out, or, you know, white it out, be politically correct. The left says that's a hate term. No, just black type. You covered it with black folks. White it out, whatever. Gray it out. Cut it out. Send us that at showtipsinfowars.com. But it sounds like you're giving us the internals of this. They're all pushing it that people aren't prisoners at these, but that's big news. Project Room Key literally makes the homeless prisoners.
Yes, sir. And that's the agenda. They're going to start with the homeless. And who was talking about separating families like they say Trump's doing at the border, but they want to do this nationwide.
Oh, of course, California's the... Oh, I saw that with the homeless thing in California. They said it shelters separate families because people are going bankrupt during this. And by the way, renters, they're throwing people out of their houses in Austin and their condos and their apartments that can't pay rent because the checks aren't coming. Same thing in California. And now your kids get taken away from you. And I was reading they're also going to do forced inoculations, not for COVID-19, but once you get under this. Sir, what else does this document say?
That was just basically it. But the guards that are on post are being told to call the cops or the sheriff to have, you know, the people that break the rules arrested and taken care of.
Well, sir, let me put you on hold. I bet money Owen Schroyer wants you on as a Project Room Key whistleblower. And if you can get, if we can put him on the phone with Scott, his producer, and if we can get that set up and get that document to Owen, that would be a very important segment to show that, because that is not in the literature, but I think this man's telling the truth. Thank you so much, Truther. Let's pass this information on to Owen's producer for the War Room coming up here in about 30 minutes, 32 minutes from now. Wow, that's what I mean. It's just, I don't want to say I'm exhausted. I'm not exhausted. I come in here and I look at all this and I just... You heard the caller. I've seen stuff just as bad as that I haven't even told you about. And then every day when the show ends, I feel guilty that I didn't cover enough. There's no way to cover it all, though.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest of a pre-position. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I personally am trying to figure out my psychology right now so that I can get control of it. Because I can take a lot. And watching American freedom and worldwide freedom butchered and knowing the very people caught red-handed behind it are the ones that did it. Pisses me off, but reminds me of those times in my life when I was younger and three or four bullies only happened a dozen times, were beating me up, and the disgusting feeling of letting it happen and then the exhilaration of going crazy and kicking their ass, even though they were a lot older than me and bigger. And it's that feeling, though, but see, I can feel like I'm winning fighting them myself, but I'm a collectivist. I'm such an individual.
I believe individualism, but I'm a total collectivist that while kids are getting aborted and the third world's dying and people are being poisoned and they're getting away with it and Bill Gates is laughing, I feel like I'm having my ass kicked. And I apologize to the crew, too, because I've been a jerk the last week, man. And it's because watching our country burn down, you know, people say, oh, you know, it's a grand balloon. Why do you care about America? It's had its problems, but we had basic due process and rights and prosperity. And what's coming is going to be so horrible, and it's already here. You know, that's what it is. I hoped at a sick level that Revelation was just a choose-your-own-adventure, a warning from God that if we didn't do the right thing, this would happen. And I tried to play games with God in my mind that, come on, it doesn't have to be that bad. It's not a choose-your-own-adventure. God already chose the adventure. And that's quite frankly what it is I look at my children, I look at my three-year-old daughter, who is incredible. Our joke is she's the Martian ambassador. She's got red hair and huge head like me and, like, speaks in full sentences. And when she was, like, 2 years old and, like, well, everybody gets freaked out around her. So the joke is she's the Martian ambassador. She's always like, we'll kill the machines. What is this? What is that? It's like, it's crazy. She's not a Martian ambassador. It's just they know these advanced humans are coming on the planet right now. The globalists are scared of that. They know the real next advancement's here. And my other children are amazing as well. And I look at them, and it's a feeling beyond enragement. It's a feeling of, you better do something. It's just every cell in my body saying, you better up your game, son. And it's not a feeling of feeling like a piece of crap. It's a feeling I've never had. And I know what it is. It's a metamorphosis. So I just have to somehow just give it to God. And I keep saying this on air because I know you're going through this as well, listeners. And we just have to deal with this together because this is not supposed to be comfortable. And pain is weakness leaving the body. And so many philosophers have said, and it's true, not having suffering, legitimate suffering for good, is the essence of corruption and evil. And these people that are all into themselves and selfish and care about no one, they're into power and into trampling other people, they're not the example of what we should be. So I get ashamed of myself getting angry and being a jerk. People of the crew is fine with it. I don't like that. I want everything I do to be ammo downrange at the enemy. But I'm like a race car driver getting in there, 1,200 horsepower vehicle, and pressing the accelerator down too hard, and you blow the engine. I haven't done that yet, but I've thrown some rods, I've busted some pistons, and I try to turn it over to God. But I need listeners to pray for me. I'm under enemy spiritual attack and a lot more. You all are. We all are together, but I'm a focal point. And I just need to pray for calmness and providence and discernment and that quiet place, the Most High, that King David talked about, because I can get in that place sometimes now, but not like I used to. And it is because my discernment is way off the charts. I mean, I see way further than I used to. But at the same time, then it's like, I don't want to see. Like, used to, I wanted to see stuff. I wanted to know stuff 30, 40 years ago. I wanted to, I had sight, but not that far. Now it's like, oh, I don't want to see this anymore. And I get that. Think about Christ having to see a trillion times a trillion more than we see and having to take it all on for our sins. That's what this is. To beat evil, you have to face evil. Well, are we really ready to stare it in the eye? Are we man enough and woman enough? And maybe I'm not. I've talked a big game for 26 years on air, and now the world government's here, I'm starting to crack up. And not because I can't face the evil. I can't believe we're not fighting in order. I just cannot believe we're letting these satanic, weird, pot-bellied dudes in pink shirts going, who talks about how he's going to murder everybody, and now he's in charge of stuff. And then it's the sickeningness of he's coming in less than a year with forced inoculations. And he's assaulting me, and he's assaulting you, and he thinks it's funny. And all these people bow down and serve him. And so the metamorphosis is we're going into war. And everything before it was just preparation. And so you're supposed to get sick before a battle and throw up, not because you're scared, but because you get all the crap out of your guts, all the piss out of your kidneys, and all the food out of your stomach because all the blood's going to your brain and your limbs for savage destruction. And they want death. They're going to get all the death they could ever imagine politically. And I mean that. I'm not planning any violence, and I'm not going to carry out violence. But these people are assaulting us. And so we better decide which side of history we're on and what we're going to put up with. And that when he says 700,000 people are going to get sick and die from his vaccine, he's announcing he's coming to kill you. And, of course, it's 100 times that. It's a declaration of war against you and your family. A declaration of war against our very genome. Joe in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Joe. Alex, I'll get right to the point. I had a statement. As your broadcast has changed and people taking certain aspects of it away, I have a
to be fair, I think your phone's laying down by your head. Shifts a little bit.
Okay, your broadcast has taken a change as I'm listening to it. I have a friend in North Dakota who did a documentary on the Bakken oil field, and he called me last night, and he asked my opinion on the negative $37 a barrel of the oil, and it just makes me want to believe that Trump is doing the right thing, but if he does not stem the import of Saudi oil into our country, then it just makes me believe that there's a big problem with Trump. And
my brother, Trump got in and the globalists took over the economy because we didn't submit. It's not Trump launched the fake virus. It's not Trump shut down the economy. He's been trying to reopen it. But the American people, on average, like staying home and watching Netflix, even though they're going to end up homeless. They don't think even a month out.
You know, there's a lot. I'm a third-time caller. The second time I called you, first time was about forced flu shots. My wife's an oncology nurse in New York. Second time I called you, it was about the problem as far as the problem is as far as the
All right. Well, I hear you, Joe. Just take extra vaccines. It'll be all right. Look, I love you, brother. We all get a frog in our throat sometimes. Me permanently. But I'm going to come back and talk to Sonny, Ken, EJ, and Craig to close out the hour, and the war room's coming up. Nobody came to save those 62 million babies in America. And all these people being compliant while the economy shut down think they're dutifully protecting them.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Clear. Let's pull up the headline for TV viewers. LA County has 400,000 cases. And if you do the deaths, it is a 0.11, not even 1% death rate, ladies and gentlemen. So 617 deaths out of 400,000. They're counting every car wreck, every stabbing, every heart attack, every cancer patient, every old person that dies. And the testing is anybody that's got a flu virus, had the flu vaccine, shows whatever genetic material they're saying. It's a giant hoax of biblical proportions with the deep state now getting $17 trillion off the scam. There's the Santa Monica mirror. For you. But the hysteria and the societal breakdown and the lockdown is what's really important. I've had some really important people, since the show started, call me and text me asking what this means. And we've confirmed it's real video. I'm going to play it right now and then go to these calls. But what does it mean? Hot mic moment at Coronavirus Task Force. They're talking to Fox News' host, John Roberts, right before Trump comes out. He's talking to the rest of the media, and they go, yeah, it's 0.1. It's a hoax. Don't worry. We've all been vaccinated already. What the hell does that mean? This is not going to go the way the globalists thought. Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
All right, man.
What do you know, baby?
You can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's at 0.1 to 0.3, according to
you. Is it really?
That's reassuring. USC.
Everybody here's been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health come out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who are infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3. There's a study you came out with, right?
Yeah, just see what that is. So it suggests that patient salary is 10.
Well, it's
just put your right line with the
truth. Yeah, exactly that.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax.
Right, folks. It's a hoax. Yeah, you got that right. It's a hoax. I mean, this is what we like. We like to be hoaxed. But let me tell you what isn't a hoax. 30 million facing starvation in the third world thanks to this right now. And they're going to die. Those little kids are going to die. And the average trendy doesn't care because they like to wear a mask and feel trendy. I'm like, oh, I'm so brave. I'm in a war zone. It's a war. And the average medical worker who has no regular patients, the hospitals are empty. I talk to people I know that are nurses and doctors. They're having sex and watching Pornhub and Netflix. They're drinking. They're taking pills. They're having orgies. That's on record. They're taking pills, they're drinking vodka, they're drinking whiskey, they're drinking wine coolers, they're drinking White Claw, they're having sex. Because hospitals are empty and all there is booty call time. Booty, 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 booty everywhere, rocking everywhere, rocking everywhere. At the Players Club for a month or two, that's what's really going on is they're at the Players Club, folks. Bang the nurses, take the pills, snort the coke. Party, 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 party every day. Rocking every day. Rocking every day. You see them headlights? You see me knock them curtains down? I'm doing 100 on the highway. That's what's going down, baby. I've talked to friends and family, and they say it is a giant orgy. I mean, already the doctors and nurses are, you know, to quote Wayne's World. But it is party time. Woo! While the stock market and the jobs and the farm shut down, you ain't going to be laughing in a month or two, Jack. You ain't going to be laughing no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't come home no more, no more, no more. You ain't got to worry. The gravy train's over. The New World Order took our temperature and said, hit them with a fake virus. They'll panic. They'll shut down. And sure as pumpkin pie, they're like, they let convicted pedophiles go to their schools and funnel their kids. They let us give them vaccines that are deadly dangerous to kill them. And like, you know, a third of their boys can't even talk. They let them do all, well, hell, we'll just do it. You know what? The general public got their back and went, ooh, like a beetle. And they're like, hit them with everything you got. And then people protest, hey, we're losing our jobs. And the nurses go, let's stop having sex for 5 minutes and using all the drugs. Let's put our mask on and go out and go, and stand in front of the cars in Denver. I'm getting back in that hospital, and I'm going to use all the drugs and drink all the alcohol today. Shut up. But here's the thing. Those nurses that have done the fake videos saying everybody's dead and all that, they'll be crying for mommy when we're Venezuela, and we will be, don't worry. Just look at these people. You know, I said I'd get to Craig and EJ and Ken and Sonny and everybody else, and I love you to death, but I didn't do it. I'm a bad person. I know Troyer's coming up, but I guess I should jam a call or two in here. You know, I've got like 20 more videos here. But just remember what Jeff Zuckerberg said. You keep in your house, you dirty, filthy scum Americans, and you don't go outside. or he'll take you off Facebook. Whoa, I'm so scared. You do what that sleazy, crazy Harvard trash says that works for Bill Gates. You filth. Or Stephanopoulos might talk bad about you. Here, cue up Joy Behar. Or Joy Behar might call you a terrorist. You know why we have guns at these rallies, you old hunchback goblin? Because you've got all the guns and you're enslaving us, and we're reminding you that it's a two-way street. Here, let's hear her. Tell the American people, you stay in your houses and you starve to death. Here it is.
These people are being egged on by right-wing media and people like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh. And why are you bringing guns to a rally? You want to call yourself protesters? Leave your guns home. Those are terrorists who bring guns to things, to rallies. I don't trust that at all. And don't listen to these people. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't trust you, the terrorist. All right. Let's jam in a few of these. I'm going to jam as many as I can. I love you guys. Let's talk. Who's been holding the longest here? Craig in Washington. You're on the air, Craig.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm just really sad.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I've got some Jesus for you to kind of talk to this. The story of Jesus was one day he was on the road and he found a disciple and he asked him to follow him. And he said, the future disciple said, I follow you, but I first need to bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead. Come with me. And that's, to me, that speaks a lot of where we're at right now.
No, I think about that a lot. Knock the dust off your feet. He also said that. But the dead bury the dead. You're absolutely right. What's dead's dead. You're right, brother. We need to turn away from Sodom and Gomorrah and not look back.
And this world, so we're fighting for this world. This world right now is crap, you know? There's the highest suicide rate ever and the lowest birth rate ever. I like economics. To me, those are the two most important economic indicators.
No, you're right. The wages of sin are death. And so we have to fight for those that want to know the truth, but just cut it loose and realize it's all going down.
Yeah, and some of it's also taking a step back. You know, like I came up with a term like Hermes hiccups, kind of like an Atlas shrug. But, you know, Hermes was more odd at shopkeepers, you know. So that's as you're talking, get back to the farm, get back to local, unplug from that. I mean, that, and then how we kill them, the globalists, is we starve them. They are vampires.
No, I agree. And notice they're trying to cut us off and teach us that we need them. This should be a big learning lesson, folks. Don't be dependent. Don't take their loans. Don't be involved with them. And literally hate their guts because they hate you. I mean, it's just hard for me to look at Bill Gates, man. What an enemy. Just what a, you know, that's Hitler 2.0, man. I'm glad we took his call. All right, Sonny, I always say this every day and we don't do it. And it looks like a lot of the listeners. I don't lie about anything except I never call the callers back. Can we get their three names, Sonny, Ken, and EJ, their digital numbers, their calls, and get them on? All right, Owen's coming up. And I'll just tell you this. With all the attacks we're under, if you don't buy the product, we'll be shut down. But that's God's will it is. We've got great products you need. Horrible Foods back in, a bunch of other specials. So please do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.